Hello again out there in Birdland. It's Hanson Tebbets along with
Chip Darmstadt.
Your weekend edition of For the Birds as we head to the tail end of good old July. And August is right around the corner.
I like that pun, Hanson. The tail end. Very good.
The tail end.
Unintended.
Okay. Unintended, exactly. So we had a little bit of this, a little bit of that this week. Not a lot of rain. We're still pretty dry in most parts.
Yeah, really is.
Yeah. So, but we've been hearing, at least I've been hearing it occasionally, one of our favorite July birds, and that being the black-billed cuckoo.
Yeah, really cool bird. One we don't get to see all that often, but fairly vocal, especially in the middle of summer and sometimes even at night.
Yeah, so it's not the most exciting looking bird, but it's kind of neat though. It's not going to stand out when you see it though.
Yeah, they're definitely unique looking. They're very long and slender, so very long tail. You know, I think maybe they look most like a thrasher, which we talked about just recently. But long tail, long curving beak, and then in the case of the black-billed cuckoo, a black beak. And then in the yellow-billed cuckoo, it's black and yellow. But they're very similar otherwise. There are a few other details you can look for.
Now here we go. It's sort of like the bus backing up again.
Yeah.
And I don't think Pepper, my dog, is too excited about it either.
Oh, no?
Yeah. It's like, what is that sound? It's the black-billed cuckoo, Pepper. Don't worry.
Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're still remotely broadcasting here within the kitchen. And I don't know where you are, Chip, but you're not next to
me. I'm in my little office here at home, my home office. Yeah, I haven't seen you in a long time, Anson.
No, it's been a while. The calendar is still March in the office, so.
Really?
He's looking at me now. He's like, what is that? Oh, that's the black-billed cuckoo, Pepper. Yeah. Yeah, he's looking out the window now. It's not out there. It's in my computer, Pepper.
So confused.
Confused. Oh, boy. Our dogs, our cats. When we all go back to work and in the office, I hear they're all going to have anxiety. Do you hear that? So the black-billed cuckoo. So, yeah, but you have them at the center, right?
Yep, we do. And inconsistently, though, some years they do nest. And I was hearing them earlier in the summer, not recently. But I know one of my neighbors on Gould Hill Road, right around the bend from the Nature Center, has had black-billed cuckoo on his property recently. So they are around, and, you know, they can go through these periods where they don't call much at all, and then they'll start singing again, and then you notice they're around. So be listening for that coo-coo-coo, because they're very, very hard to spot. They're one of these skulky birds that really stick to the dense growth where they look for caterpillars to eat.
Oh, yes. The good old caterpillar. Yeah, it seems to be a pretty good bug year, as far as I can tell.
Yep, that's for sure. And the cuckoos, they really specialize on things like tent caterpillars. I believe they eat gypsy moth caterpillars as well. Webworms. They seem to especially seek out spiny caterpillars, caterpillars with lots of spines.
Good stuff. So the black-billed cuckoo, but there's also another cuckoo that we might find in some regions of Vermont, right, Chip?
Yeah, especially in the Champlain Valley, you may encounter the yellow-billed cuckoo. So Champlain Valley gets both black-billed and yellow-billed. East of the Green Mountains, you're not likely to see a yellow-billed cuckoo, but it could happen. My wife found one dead in our driveway once, which was very odd. The only time I've seen a yellow-billed cuckoo in Vermont, in Washington County, and was not alive. But yeah, bizarre call, a lot like black-billed, but with this kind of wooden knocking quality.
Yeah, let's listen. Yeah, Yeah, that's definitely different than the black belt.
Yeah, definitely. Easy to tell the two species apart if you get a good look. Yellow-billed obviously has a lot of extensive yellow on the bill. It lacks the red eye ring of the black-billed cuckoo, and it has much more prominent white spots under the tail. And then it's got a rusty patch in the wing. So if you only see it flying away from you, look for this rusty patch in the otherwise brown upper parts of the bird.
And maybe about the size of a blue jay, maybe a little smaller.
I'd say about the same size, and maybe with that long tail, just as long as a blue jay, or maybe even longer. So it's a good sized bird, and unfortunately not easy to see. Even if you hear one, you're hard pressed to actually find it because they're very skulky. They stay motionless for long periods of time, and they kind of skulk around in the dense leaf cover, in viney tangles, and in the canopy. So not an easy bird to see.
Mm. Neat. So the black-billed, yellow-billed, any others in our region we might run into if we're out birding?
That is it. Just those two species down south in Florida. You encounter the mangrove cuckoo. And you know the Ani's, groove-billed Ani, smooth-billed Ani? Yeah. And the Roadrunner, those are cuckoos too, but not species we're going to see in Vermont.
Oh, the Roadrunner.
Hey, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
To get a Roadrunner in Vermont.
That would be extraordinary. No, we don't have many. We'd have to go to the Southwest, right, for the Roadrunner.
Yeah. If I had to put a species, make a list of birds we're never likely to see in Vermont, I'm sure a Roadrunner would be at the top of the list.
Right. Kind of cool. The yellow-billed cuckoo and the black-billed cuckoo in Vermont. So that's kind of cool. So we're heading to the end of... the end of July, still seeing some indigo bunting, still hearing the vireos, the red-eyed vireos still singing away. But, so we're getting towards a good old August.
Yeah, and migration, believe it or not. There was a migrating whimbrel, a large sandpiper with a very long curved beak, seen at Delta Park recently. So some of the birds that nest up in the Arctic are already heading south.
Mm. Wow. Oh boy. Anyway, let's not get too far ahead of us. Let's enjoy the rest of July and of course August as well. So, well, look at the time. We do have to fly out of here for another weekend. I'm Anson Tevitz.
Chip Darmstadt.
For the birds.